Monday morning, 8:45, and I'm on Sea Wing, here at Longmoor Grange Maximum Security Prison, where I, Sir Ralph Stanza, am about to begin a new passage in my epic voyage as the nation's poet-in-residence number one. This morning, I'm up on the twos, that's slang for second-floor landing of the wing. And from here, I can look down and see prisoners lining up ready to be escorted to their morning activities. Education, the prison workshop, a visit perhaps, or even a court appearance. How exciting. For me, these men are not human rust buckets. They are long-neglected convertibles, who, given the right mechanic, can be oiled, polished, serviced, and put back on the road. I, Sir Ralph Stanza, am that mechanic. By taking my literary toolkit and oil can...
Like you can what, mate? Is it silk?
Yes, it is. Glad you like it. Anyway, Ralphie Stanza, poet in residence, and you are...
Dean, you a poet?
Did you mistake me for another villain?
You are.
I'm not surprised, Dean. I'm something of a past master at merging myself seamlessly into the background wherever I take up residence. If I'm not careful, the warders, sorry, officers, will be banging me up in a cell. Anyway, I'm starting my one-to-one poetry surgeries today. Would you like me to put your name down?
Yeah. I'll have to think about that. Have you got any burn, mate?
Burn? Oh, you mean Burns?
Hey?
Well, I'm surprised that the first prisoner I meet here is a fan of Rabbi Burns.
No, burn. Ciggies. Tobacco.
Oh, burn. Oh, of course, yes. So you'd like me to try and get some contraband over the wall, eh, Dean? Well, I tell you what. Weekend after next, I've got a poetry reading in Bruges. I'll have a look for some duty-free burn.
Leave it, mate. I needed it now.
Well, I'll try and get you some anyway. Oh, and Dean, if they haven't got burn, do you want me to get you another brand? It's 10:30, and I'm in the prison chapel, which has been ordained as my workshop area, and I'm now awaiting my first workshopee, a young prisoner called Josh. Come in.
Pudding pommes here for you, Sir Ralph.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Hello, do sit down. I'm Ralphie Stanza, your poet in residence, and you must be Josh.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been doing bird, Josh?
Well, I've been banged up for just over 2 years.
And how much more time do you have to do?
I'm doing an eight stretch.
Doing an eight stretch. What a wonderful way of putting it. And isn't it exciting that no sooner have we sat down together than you're already expressing yourself in a poetic way, but without losing the language of the street?
Am I?
Oh, yes, Josh. Almost like a kind of street rapper. Are you into rap, Josh?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I thought so. And who are your favourite rappers, Josh?
Gangsta, Cypress Hill, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, what a lovely name. Now, let me just take a note of these. Gangsta.
No. You don't spell gangsta like that. You spell it with a double R on the end.
No, Josh, gangsta is spelt with an ER on the end.
It ain't.
Yes, it is.
It ain't.
Josh, please listen to me. You mustn't worry. Who cares about spelling gangsta properly?
Gangsta, the rap duo with a double R.
Okay, Josh, if it's important to you, gangsta is spelt like that. All right. Gang star.
Right.
And 10 out of 10 for passion, Josh. A poet needs passion. So let's try and get some of that passion down on the page, Josh. For our next session, you have a stab at writing something. Don't worry if it's not Ezra Pound, okay?
Whatever.
And don't get preoccupied about that spelling business. Rude boys like you and me don't need to worry about spelling. Oh, and Josh.
What?
Speaking of Ezra Pound, you do realise that if the French and the Germans get their way, the poetry of Ezra Pound won't be available after 2010.
Why not?
Because it'll be called Ezra Euro. Isn't that wonderful? It's now early afternoon, and not surprisingly, I find myself drinking in the atmosphere back here on Sea Wing. This time, I'm down on the ones, at one floor below where I had that lovely chat with Dean about burn. I'm very quickly getting on first-name terms with the smell of Longmoor Grange prison, though. This brooding bouquet of warder's cheap aftershave, lumpen leftover lunches, inmates' fungus-filled socks and sodden armpits. Oh, haven't they heard of incense sticks?
Where's your hat, Ralphie?
I'm sorry, have we... Robbo! Oh, my goodness! How wonderful to see you! How are you?
All the better for seeing you, Ralphie.
Robbo, my main mucker back in my first Salford residency.
Yeah, happy days, Ralphie. But once I lost your guide, Nan, well, I just flew off the rails.
Oh, Robbo, that is tough. But now, you know, I'm back and I'm here for you, Robbo. And you don't have to tell me what has brought you here. I take it it's not the food. Sorry, Robbo. Just thought a little gag might cheer you up.
Yeah, not in a great mood for jokes at the moment, Ralphie.
Well, I tell you what, Robbo, would you like me to try and get you some burn?
Burn? God, Ralphie, how did you come to know that phrase? You're just so streetwise.
Or even cellwise, get it? Sorry, Robbo, not in the mood, are you?
I knew the vibe in the prison felt different today. It's you, Ralphie. Mr. Biggs in town. Be good if you could get your hands on a nice bunch of burn, though, Ralphie. You'd get much better poetry out of your students if you did.
Well, I could bring some in, couldn't I?
Oh, not the kind of stash you need, Ralphie. And anyway, the quality burn the guys really love is only available from a guy in our wing.
Well, I'd love to meet him, Robbo. Could you introduce me to him?
No, Ralphie. He's cock of the wing. You don't want him thinking you're moving in on his turf.
Oh, I've got that big a reputation, have I?
Oh, aye, Ralphie. The only way you'll get your hands on the stuff you need is via a go-between.
OK, Robbo, but it would have to be someone I really trusted.
Yeah, and this place isn't exactly full of them.
Could you do it for me, Robbo?
What, me? Be your go-between?
Yes, if you felt...
What? You give me the dosh and then wait for me to come up with the goods?
Yes.
I'll be on a Ralphie.
Right, well, let's see what I've got on me.
Careful, Ralphie. Just slip it to me. Don't want the screws seeing you passing money to a con.
Oh, sorry, Robbo. Well, there you go. 30 quid.
Well, I'll get what I can with that, Ralphie. I've only had a bit more.
What for?
Because you know what goes even better than just plain old burn, don't you, Ralphie?
Yeah, what?
Squash.
Squash? You mean cordial?
No, Ralphie. Squash. Something a lot more relaxing.
Oh, you mean dope.
You're not daft, are you, Ralphie?
Squash. I've never heard dope being called that before.
Oh, I tell you, Ralphie, if word gets around that you're supplying squash to your poetry workshop guys, you'll have cons flocking and you'll be the toast of the nick.
Right, Robbo, how much more do you need?
Can you manage another 30?
Here's 40. Get yourself a nice bag of squash. You deserve cheering up.
Thanks, Ralphie, you're saving me life. Don't worry if you have to wait a while, it's going to be such a big order, I might have to bide me time, you know what I mean? Cheers, Ralphie.
Cheers, Robbo. Good old Robbo. I've really cheered him up now, just by giving him something to do. It's Thursday, and I'm back in a one-to-one workshop with the inmate, Josh. What's that, Josh?
It's one of my gangster CDs. See? That's how it's spelt. A-double-R on the end.
Oh, Lord. You mean they've misspelt it themselves? Mind you, they're probably from the ghetto, aren't they? So you can excuse them. But who on earth was doing the proofreading? Perhaps they'd been taking too much squash, eh, Josh?
You what?
Goodness, that rhymes. How bizarre is that? You and squash are a couplet waiting to happen, Josh.
I'm not with you, mate.
Tell me, Josh, shall we score some squash?
Hey.
Amazing, isn't it? I just made that up. Bit of impro for you there, Josh. Anyway, when did you last do squash, Josh?
You what?
Oh, playing innocent, eh? I've got you. Anyway, have you got a poem for me, Josh?
Well, I've done this one. It's just about how I feel someday, stuck in you.
Well, sounds lovely, Josh. Okay, in your own time.
No matter what is said, what lies to me are fed, how cold and hard my bed, what place I fear to tread, the bars are in my head. No matter how dry the bread, how wafer thin the thread, how wise the books I've read, how easily I'm misled, the bars are in my head. No matter if my woman's fled, the trials that lie ahead, how blurred is A to Z, how sad the life I've led, the bars are in my head.
Right. Tad repetitive, isn't it? Can I just look at the text?
Well, I was sort of trying to capture the monotony, you know.
Well, you certainly succeeded there, all right. And I could almost hear the pages of the rhyming dictionary turning. The spelling's okay, though.
The spelling?
Anyway, never mind. Tell me, what was your aim in writing this poem, Josh?
Well, You know, it's about our fears being mostly in our minds.
Well, that's a well-trodden literary path, though, isn't it, Josh?
What do you want about, mate? Just tell me what you think about my poem.
Well, that's just what I'm trying to do, Josh. And don't worry. Your frustration, your primal responses to this cage they put you in are totally understandable.
Understandable? We'll see if you understand this. I'm telling the screw I want to be taken back to my pad.
But, Josh...
Save it, mate.
I wanted to show you how we could turn it into a rap.
It's late evening and lying on the bed, staring up at the ceiling here in my chain hotel room, I feel so like one of my prison charges. Our experience is almost a mirror image. Same depressing decor, breakfast menu and bed linen. And the sparse wine list doesn't help. But this is a passable Rioja. It should go nicely with a braised pork shank when it finally arrives. A text message. I bet this is from my wife, Hermione. Hi, Ralphie. Finally went to that short story writers group tonight. New young Balkan man Dragomir was lovely. Said that I weave words like a goddess of silk. Hope you've not tried to escape yet. Chris Kiss Hermes. It's lovely of her to text, but what on earth is a goddess of silk? But inevitably my thoughts turn to Josh as he sits in his own ball and chain hotel. And I find myself recalling a line in his sweet little sub-villanelle. Something about his woman. And as I begin to picture her, probably besieged by screaming, hyperactive young children that she stuffed with burgers, chips and fizzy pop, I compose the poem she might write about her man, Josh. Dripping with anger, resentment and raw emotion, it's entitled, They Put My Man in Chokey. They came for him at early dawn, for the morning kettle boiled, their fists as loud as thunderclaps and truncheons freshly oiled. His eyes were blurred, his voice quite hoarse, and early morning croaky. And within a flash they'd taken him. They'd put my man in chokey. His lawyer came with legal aid, but very little cheer. Enter in a guilty plea, lest the judge be so severe. But now he languishes all day long in a cell all small and pokey. 'Cause for reasons I shall never know, they've put my man in chokey. His cellmate is a friendly chap who swaps him ciggy papers and tells some waggish anecdotes of felonious late-night capers. Yet there they rot, both victims of the penal hokey-cokey. As I sit here, still fighting tears, 'cause they put my man in chokey. They put my man. They put my man. They put my man. In chokey. Gosh, it's difficult to hold back my emotion when I read back a piece of lyrical Armalite like that. Hopefully dinner will help. Oops, almost forgot. Yes, hello, room service? Good. Now, I've ordered my braised pork shank. Can I just double-check the side orders?
You have been listening to the Jail Diaries of Sir Ralph Stanza.
Yes, I thought as much. Now, that the haricot blanc à la crème will rather get blown away by the Rioja. So, could I change that to the butternut squash?
It featured James Quinn, with Theo Ant-Smith, Chris Jack, Neil Bell, Jack Deem, Joan Kempson and James Scales.
No, the haricot blanc won't be fine with the Rioja.
It was written by James Quinn.
You might as well ask me to drink it with chocolate fudge cake.
And produced in Manchester by Graham Frost.
Fudge cake!